point. And the next agenda point is TOM 2.0. And I go to Dick, because Dick, I saw your name on it, so.
Is my name on it?
No, Dick's name is on it, but he points to you, so.
You said it for me, okay? That's okay. I think it boils down to this. It came to the attention of the university board that the next version, TOM 2.0, has been wide and broad, I could say, communicated to the university's community. Also came to the attention that a very important rule in the ruling is stated as follows. In Dutch it says, het is mogelijk om onderdelen van de geïntegreerde onderwijseenheid van bacheloropleiding A aan te bieden als een aparte onderwijseenheid voor bacheloropleiding B. So what it states is, an educational unit is not always an educational unit. This is highly strange, because in the matter of TOM 2.0, we gave our consent to the exam and education regulations, 1920, but also 2021, partly on basis of the following explanatory statement, and I'm referring to IR19044, Memorie van Toelichting. De onderwijseenheid geldt voor alle doelgroepen. Dat wil zeggen, het is niet mogelijk om aan een subdeel van een onderwijseenheid studiepunten toe te kennen. This is formulated 180 degrees contra to what we decided upon. We agreed, speaking about this issue on more than one occasion, we agreed very much, I might add, the unity is a unity, for all target groups. And then, 180 degrees turned, the opposite is asserted and communicated. I would say the texts are utterly and completely at odds with each other. And for me, that feels like we're back to where we left. And in an administrative perspective, it does not seem correct that the rule we agreed upon so clearly in the context of consent of the examination and education regulations changes during an implementation process, even being formulated totally contra. I would say this obviously should not happen without an explicit new decision of the executive board accompanied by a consent of the university council. Another relevant question could be, who took this apparently decision? In other words, my question would be, what has happened here? How does the executive board explain this?
I first want to go to other council members. Tom, do you have anything to add?
Well, I guess it was sort of the entire point where things were changed during the implementation phase and nobody really understand, well, where does this come from?
Wolf?
Let me explain the process. The process, the way it worked is that we have given rough guidelines of the guidelines for TOM 2.0 to all education directors. They've come up with a rough draft and they have given ideas on how the new guidelines would affect their schedule. This has been discussed with them by the person who is responsible for the implementation of many of these parts. And this has come together, and the outcome of this has been discussed together with the vice deans of education. And the vice deans of education have discussed this at length. We have had deep discussions on the merits and of this part. And based on this advice, the university board has made this decision. This is the way that the process has worked.
Yeah. Where can we read this decision? Because we get the decisions by the board, and I didn't find anything about a decision on this point.
Okay, then. Hold me back on this one. It has been decided.
in by the end of September, according to the letter.
Well, did we agree on the guidelines? This has been what is it discussed at during the vote, and we have agreed on this.
And you don't find it necessary to present that to the University Council?
A difficult question that you ask at this point.
No, it's not difficult.
It should have been discussed with the University Council if it's not based on our agreements.
Yeah.
So why didn't you? It's not in line. It's clearly not in line.
It's not in line.
It's a huge deviation.
No, let me ask it differently. I understand that the UR, we got an UR in the last year for 2020-21. Is there, this must have been be more concrete up to now. Is there a change in that direction?
The UR will be presented very soon, so that is now being drafted. I've not seen the the document yet, but the document is in preparation.
When do you expect that we will get that document?
I don't have the time frame for this one, but I thought it was being expected in January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else from the council who has a question on this or a remark on this?
I think we all agree that what is now on the website is in contrast with the conditions that we put on the UR. What can we do to still correct for this, considering how the new UR will be written until January? Is there a way to turn back what's on the website now to make it aligned with the condition of approval that the council gave earlier?
I'm afraid I have to go back to the drawing table and discuss this both within the board as well as with the faculties.
I cannot hide that I am on a personal level almost disappointed, and I want to make this clear because the golden rule, we looked each other in the eye on more than one occasion. And we said, very important in this whole game will be that an educational unit is an educational unit for all target groups. And we agreed. And this is really stated 180 degrees contrary. And I cannot hide that I'm most disappointed about that. And my real question is, where was this decision being made? Was it the UCOV? I mean, I want to push this question forward, and I would like to have an answer on this.
Yeah, but the board answered that question and said they made the decision. So that sounds clear.
Which boils down to where is the decision, like Dick asked. Okay.
From the Secretary General that the decision was made September 30th.
You don't know if you've seen those decisions yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think that at this moment the information exchange is clear, and I think it's time to find out a few more things.
Yeah, correct.
Can I, Jelle, you have something to add?
Well, I would actually like to know whether you agree that what is presented on the website is in contrast with what we agreed upon, because otherwise we still have a discussion. Do we agree that this is different information?
I have to digest the information and go back to the drawing board. I really have to look into this very carefully.
Maybe to add to that, because there's a certain atmosphere, there grows a certain atmosphere here. We obviously did not have the attention as an executive board to take a decision that deviates from the decision that we made with the University Council. So, let's make that very, very, very clear, and let's make sure that we try and find out what happened here, and how we can make sure that we get aligned again.
Exactly. So So let's conclude the discussion about this topic and give the executive board some time to find out what exactly has been stated. And I'm pretty sure that they will inform us in the next occasion that we meet, not being the December plenary meeting, but already before that in OAS committee, etc.
Can I add something more?
I
would advise to take a look at the legal consequences, because I think legally it's not sustainable to treat different groups of students differently.
With respect to the educational units. I understand that the board did not have the intention to go away from the earlier decision, so they have to find out some things, and this adds why it was so important that we had this earlier decision to make sure that also legally it is completely covered. Okay, then I would like